Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey guys, it's Kayla. Candace isn't able to join us today, but we are all still so directionally challenged. We thought we'd have it all figured out by the time we were in our 30s, but surprise, we don't. And that's okay. It really is okay. I'm beginning to think we may never have it figured out, but I'm also okay with that. If you haven't listened to part one with Sarah Canning, please make sure to do so. This is part two of my incredible interview with Sarah Canning. She is such a lovely human. So without further ado, here is part two. Do you feel like you can say that you've had a favorite job or a favorite you have?
100%. Oh, the film hasn't come out yet. It's called Sweetland.
I mean, I hate asking this question because every time someone asks me this question, it's such an eye roll. But like, do we know what's happening with the movie or when we can watch it? I'm sure everyone listening will also have that question.
I mean, I wish I had the answer. The director, Christian Sparks, who's a fantastic Newfoundland director, had another feature going on this year too. He's been quite busy, but I know, I think they're quite happy with the film. And I'm sure now it's sort of deciphering what the film festival approach would be. Yeah, I will definitely share, you know, information about that when I can and when I know anything. But it was, it was so special. It was, I would kind of look around myself. I was like working with all of my, you know, all of these Newfoundland heroes of mine, these terrific actors, and Mary Walsh and Andy Jones, and met some great people who've remained such good friends since the shoot. And Mark Lewis Jones is the lead, who is just like, he's an exquisite actor. And we would be shooting, you know, in these remote, gorgeous locations. And I remember sitting in this tiny little house on a hill that like a classic sort of Newfoundland salt box cottage, and it's dark all around. And I'm sitting with these two amazing actors with a tiny lantern on the table. And we're doing this really intimate scene sitting at a table. And I'm thinking about, you know, there's all this ancestral stuff in my head because it feels like the story is so close to home for me. And I would just kind of think, are we just doing this for me? Like, are we just doing this because this is fun and like very magical for me? Like, I would kind of forget. I'm like, oh, right, there's a camera. Like, we're doing this for like there's a bigger thing going on here than my selfish little like mystical enjoyment of it. But I still can't believe it happened.
There's such magic that you can feel as an actor, a writer, director, creator, anyone in that entertainment artistry, because when everyone gets together to collaborate and create something so beautiful, I think that's the high that we as artists are always chasing. And, you know, every interview I've ever read of so many people we love and respect, they talk about how the highs are so high and the lows are so low. And it happens all the time in an actor's life. I mean, the roller coaster is real and we are always on it. And even when you're on the high peak, you know, you're feeling, okay, when is it going to drop? When is it going to drop? And it really is so amazing and inspiring, but also so wildly difficult to be an actor and an artist. I mean, I think you, of any actor friend I know, you are the most in tune with your sense of self and your artistry. And it's something I've always aspired to. I always remember how Paul Wesley would always want to do on tapes with you because you were clearly the one who just understood things to a level that no one else got. And it's one of those things where it's just really interesting to, you know, have someone see the career that you've had, and you've played so many different types of characters and people. And the accents that you can do. I remember one of the first times I met you, you just snapped into the most perfect Irish accent. And I went, who is this? We were 20 something and you're just so wonderful.
Oh, you're the best. You're the best. So are you. You're the best.
You know, and I know that TVD was such an incredible experience for us, especially when we met in the beginning. And we've just been on so many adventures together. You know, the girls who started the show in the beginning, you, me, Candace, Kat, Nina. And it was very special for all of us. We had a girls trip where we would go places every once in a while. And it didn't matter where we were on the globe, we would always meet each other and just connect and be together. And it's such an important, special slice of life for us.
Absolutely. And I think like I just want to say, like, as you were saying that, I appreciate it all so much. And one of the things that I love most about you as an artist as well is that I think you and I have always been able to be so honest and vulnerable about exactly what you're saying. And I can say that right now too. I just finished editing a film that I made for my old film school, my film school I attended like 16 years ago. And it's a student project and I feel so proud of it. And I feel so proud of those students. And I look at like the vast horizon now and go, yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing next. And it is something that we have to look in the face over and over. And I've always appreciated that so much about you and about how open we can be with each other and how I think you and I have both really sort of just gone, yeah, it's a humbling thing and that we can admit that, you know, and I think that's a great quality in an artist of any kind, to not sort of put a facade on the fact that it is a hard thing to put your mind, it's a hard space for your mind to exist in, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously my character was the first one to be killed off the show. And I remember you were such a huge part of helping me through that, because I still to this day say that is the biggest heartbreak I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
It was not any romantic relationship. I mean, this was a romantic relationship in another sense of how much I loved being a part of this show and loved the show itself, both as an actor and a fan and a viewer, and like just truly in every sense of the word. And so to have, I know you also go through that, it bonded us even more, because it's really hard when people ask like, why did you die? And so many, and listen, everyone listening, like, we get it. I understand why you asked that question. I would ask the same. I totally understand it. But just know for on our level, it is difficult because we wanted to stay on. It was such a lovely experience. It was so beautiful with the people and just the stories that were being told. I love like thriller genre. And so for me, it was really fun to be a part of something like that and to have made such wonderful friends. So I feel really grateful that we bonded.
Oh, and you helped me so much. Yeah. And then you helped me so much when my time came to go like, oh, and now my heart is broken.
I was like, I understand this more than anyone in the world. I promise you, I just went through this. I can help.
Yeah. And it was so helpful. It really was. Because at that age too, we were younger and it really, like you said, it was sort of for both of us. I mean, you had been on big shows. Like you had done some really wild, like, you know, big shows and like culturally really significant, like I still am just like in awe of Freaks and Geeks. You know, I go like, oh my God, like just such a special thing to be a part of. But I think for both of us, it was like, wow, this is wild to be a part of this. And then to process not being a part of it for as long as we might have wanted to be or expected to be, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I think that I'm switching gears here a little bit, but I was just thinking about how you, if anyone I know, has friends from all walks of life, all age ranges, all everything. And I think, you know, making friends as an adult is really difficult. And, you know, like when we were on the show, you were friends with every single actor, but you also were wildly close with the Lucina, who we both love, who came on to help us. And what would we call her? What was her? Do we know her?
I mean, she was the coach. She was like a coach. I would say she was like a coach and also just like I would define her as a translator of, you know, sort of the studio mission. Yeah, the lore and also like the mission of the network for the show into, you know, like really translated that for the actors to be able to, you know, kind of bring it down to a more like, let's just talk about this in terms of what we can do with the scenes. Like, what are the very like sort of basic objectives for each character to carry out what the vision is for this show. Hell, she's a wizard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right. No, truly, that's a perfect example. But you were so close with her. And then, you know, a lot of people behind the camera. And then not only that, you had a great theater community that you developed and theater friends in Atlanta. So much so that I have to tell this story. So we were in Atlanta recently for Epicons, which was one of the conventions that we did. And we all went to dinner, you know, the creators and the cast and everyone. And it was so lovely to be together. And then afterwards, spontaneously, we decided, oh, let's go to an escape room. And you were like, I'm so sorry, I can't. And let me tell you guys why she couldn't. Sarah couldn't join us at the escape room because she had promised her friends who were doing local theater in the area that she would help them break down their set. So after a day of being, you know, at a fan convention and then going to dinner with everyone, and that to me is you in a nutshell, someone who is such a loyal, devoted friend and also someone who just loves and respects the arts in general so much that is how you choose to live and give back. And so instead of going to the escape room, Sarah left and went and fully helped her friends break down their
set. Well, you know what's funny about that? That was the intention and that's what I wanted to do. But then the show ran late because their fire alarm went off and my friend was like, don't come. She was like, go to bed.
You didn't go.
So I was like, okay. I was like, ooh, I don't know how great of a help I'll be. I'm like, pretty like, you know, those days are quite full. And I was like, okay, I'm coming over. And she's like, hold, please just wait. Like we've had a very strange, and their show was so incredible. And this, I mean, everyone should check out Vertil and Cyr Theater in Atlanta because they are wonderful, but I got out of it.
So, but my point is that you were actually going to go and do that after. And those, yeah, those days are exhausting. Sometimes I'm like, I don't even know if I can make it to the dinner after. It's just so exhausting and it's a lot.
And I was already away from you guys. And I was like, well, they're half an hour into the escape room. I'm going to let them escape and I'm going to go to bed.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's time to get more in 2024. I know for me, one of my goals is to feel really strong this year. And honestly, so far, so good. Because that's where 310 Nutrition comes in. It's helping me and our listeners in the new year with protein and super rich food products with so many options and flavors. Right now I have the chocolate bliss and caramel sundae and they are both so delicious. I have to hide them from my husband so that he doesn't steal them too. They're a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that leave me feeling full. 310 Nutrition also has a hydrate electrolyte drink mix. My favorite is the peach mango flavor. So not only am I hydrating and drinking water, I have an electrolyte blend, vitamin blend, and it's sugar-free. With one stick of hydrate mix into 16 ounces of water, and it can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Thank you. This way I can keep my resolution, keep feeling strong, have greater focus, feel refreshed, and maintain my hydration without having to drink as much. One of my favorite refreshing water enhancers they have is the lemonade flavor. It gives me energy. This one's also sugar-free. It's used with real lemons and it's pH balanced. And this also offers the same hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code CHALLENGED and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products that you know you'll use and will help you keep your resolution. So go to 310nutrition.com and use the code CHALLENGED right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310-nutrition.com and use code CHALLENGED. It's all the good stuff your body needs in flavors you crave. So be healthier effortlessly.
And we're back.
Which, by the way, I don't even know if you did we tell you this? We made it onto the board. We got into the top three. So we solved it so fast. And I think there was so much chemistry involved, which I am not up to date on, you know, everything to do with chemistry. I'm sorry, but Steven Kruger is, apparently, because he knew everything. So I think he's the reason that we won. But we made it onto the board and we were so excited.
That's amazing. I love thinking of the people who go in there and they're like, wait a second. Like, are these a bunch of vampires on this board? Like, you know, like that must be fun for, you know, if people who are fans.
I think our name was like the Vampire Diaries in the originals. Yes, it's actually us or something like, because we were so proud of it. Anyways, that's such a side note. But I was going to ask you, you know, I feel like you have been able to make friends with all types of people, all ages, all everything, from genuinely all walks of life. And what does a good friend mean to you? And how is making friends in adulthood?
Oh, that's a really great question. I think, and it's so interesting to me because I have friends who have recently been really honest with me about friendships that have ended. And I'm always really, I really take that in because, you know, as a 35-year-old person now who has been to therapy and has, you know, really, I think the last 5 years of my life have really opened up for me who I am and what kind of life I am still navigating and going like, what am I doing? But I really love my life. So it's not like a panicked, what am I doing? It's more of a curious, what am I doing? And I think a really good friend is sort of someone who will walk beside that path, you know, will walk beside you on your path without feeling threatened by it or like they need to be over actively engaged in it. Or, you know, like I really do think that for me, really understanding what great friendships and relationships are has been learning about boundaries and, you know, sort of what I can do for someone, how I can be available, but also understanding how I can't be available. I used to be, and I still am, quite spongy. That's the way I put it. I can really take on other people's energies. And learning to navigate that and really maintain a sense of like being firmly rooted in my motivations and you know, my kind of vision for what I want to be doing and who I want to be for everybody around me. You know, really understanding that has helped me be able to sort of be there, I hope for people in the ways that I can, and to also understand that if I overextend in that way, then I'm not good for anyone, including myself. And this probably sounds very basic for a lot of listeners, but it took me a long time to learn how to do that. And to not take responsibility that isn't mine to take. Yeah. and I think just understanding that sometimes I just need to be there for people and to listen to them and to really listen to them and to not try to fix whatever's going on. Because a lot of the time I can't fix what's going on. And I will always, you know, if someone ever says, like, what do you think? Then I will do my best to offer what I think and to be compassionate and to be empathetic. And I think I am pretty, you know, I've really experienced that in my own personal life of, you know, the many different forms of anxiety that exist and that every, you know, we can never know just what a day is like for someone. So for me, you know, I have such amazing friends. I have I've had people say to me, you have a lot of really amazing friends. Like I do. And, but at the same time, you know, I my energy really sort of gets devoted to that and to not a lot beyond. People are often like, oh, you're not on TikTok or you're not this or whatever. And I'm like, I don't have the energy for it. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. And I know to not over adapt or overextend, or I try, that's the journey that I'm on, is like still learning how to not, because I also, you know, I think we both understand a little bit about wanting to please, and, you know, because anytime anyone talks about you in like, whether they're talking about sort of what you were to the Vampire Diaries family, or, and I'm sure this comes up, you know, in your relationship groups as well, you are a person who really holds people together, and you were always that on the Vampire Diaries. And it really felt like you did that so seamlessly and with such grace. And I think it's incredible. And I think we both really understand what it feels like to try to balance being a person who can be really available and a light for people around us, and not, you know, sort of getting into this like thing that I think, especially, I mean, not just women, a lot of people can understand this, of wanting to please and wanting to, you know, always make sure everything's okay, because we can't do that for everyone.
So well put. And so on. Have you ever thought of writing a book? I'm serious.
Oh, well, I write a lot, but I mean, I've thought more like, you know, this little weird short story.
I mean, you just have so much. Yeah, but you have so much to share. And so you're so eloquent in the way that you describe it and understand it. And you're right. I'm also being reminded that we process things similarly. And so having to protect ourselves is important. And I've always loved how, I have such a love hate with social media. And I know you guys we've had this conversation so many times, you and I, and how difficult it is for me to do, but I feel like I need to do it. And we've had these conversations on this podcast, but I have loved so much how you know what you can handle and know what you can do, and you stick to it. You don't over adapt. It's such a good term. You don't over adapt, because who knows how long and how important that will be. And even if it is, it's not something you choose to have in your life to a certain extent. You have it, but it's when you feel inspired to do it. And I think where I get stuck sometimes is I have a family now, and so I'm trying to, and we talk about this all the time, but I'm trying to support my family. And sometimes that is a form of the support. And so having to not feel like I'm selling my soul, but also understand that, like, okay, but if this helps them get into this certain school, then that's important enough, and having to find the balance of that. And it's a really hard balance to find. It's a really hard balance.
And I keep it as well, because like a lot of the projects that I'm involved with, I want to share about them. And for me, it's really just understanding how my brain works. And, you know, maybe there are people that truly, like, I can be really honest about saying, like, I'm a better person when I don't overly engage. I just am. But it's like, you know, being an actor, it's like, we take jobs because it's like, yeah, I will make some money on that job, and it's going to be a fun job, but it's probably not the job that's going to be me sitting at a table in the dark in Newfoundland and wondering how it was, you know, how I fell into that incredible situation. But I think the best we can do is to understand we are people who are living on this planet. And like you said, we need to, you know, provide for the people in our lives and for ourselves. And how can we say yes to that and say, I can have fun with this. And I don't, you know, I will sort of feel into what makes me feel compromised or not. And that will always be shifting. And there's nuance to everything. And right now it's like, maybe I'll fall off the wagon entirely. And, you know, in a month's time, I'll be like, oh my God, Kay, I just spent 13 hours on Instagram. Help me, please.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that, I don't think it will ever happen, but I'm always here. If you get down that rabbit hole, I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back.
So, okay. So before we let you go, I do have to ask you, you know, the Aunt Jenna questions, because everyone that's listening, we know that's what they want. And I want to give them what they want too. And you've answered these questions. You've answered these questions a lot, but do you have a favorite memory of playing your character?
I think my favorite memory, I don't know that it's specifically about a scene, but I really do think it's the first month that we all spent in Atlanta together. That is the most vivid to me. It's the silliest. It's the funniest. It's the strangest. You know, there are so many things that happened in that month that really, I kind of feel like we could turn into like a coming of age film. Like, I honestly feel like maybe we should all sit down and talk about it and compare our memories of that time, because I'm sure it's different for everyone as well. But that's my favorite memory of that job, because I think we were all also really in the same boat of going like, hope this goes well when it comes out. You know, I think nobody really knew we wanted to make a good show, and we sort of didn't know what the hell we were doing. We just showed up in Atlanta. I always say, so thankful for you and your mom, because I didn't know where I was going to live. And she really helped me, like, you know, kind of figure out, okay, we're going to take you and we're going to see some apartment. Like, I didn't know where I was going to live. Like, I was.
And that's a scary thing. So you guys, they give you a specific amount to relocate, and it's not that significant of an amount. So you really are living your life, your brand new life in a new city, not knowing the city at all and not knowing where to go. And I remember, you're right, my mom and my sister came out with me, and we made it a girls trip, and they said, we're going to find a place for you, which is so lovely. And then my mom said, oh, you're coming along with us. You don't know where to live. And so Sarah, it was my sister, my mom, me and Sarah, and we toured the city, and Nina and I were living together, but Nina was still in Vancouver at the time. So I looked for an apartment for Nina and I, and we looked for an apartment for Sarah, and we actually ended up randomly on like two opposite sides of the city, which in hindsight is ridiculous, and we shouldn't have done that because we were constantly driving back and forth to each other's places.
Yeah, totally. But I was living close to Zach, so it was like, it was really nice to know that there was at least somebody like across the street, and it was really, really nice.
You guys were in the same complex. It was just like this beautiful complex that was sort of like little houses throughout the, and it was similar. It was very, it was in nature. It was, you, it was back to your roots. Yes. You were in the woods. Yes. Again,
which is probably why I felt like I'm going to stick over here and then I'll drive over to you guys whenever. Yeah. Yeah.
And this is going to date us, and I'm almost embarrassed to even say this, but there was no Google Maps at the time. or any navigation in cars at the time. And so I had this rental car, but I had to buy like a navigation system that like charged.
Yes, I had one too.
Charged through the cigarette lighter. And you and Zach lived in the same place. And so I put your address in and it said Sarah and Zach. And for some reason, like it was just a robotic voice. Every time I arrived at your guys' place, it says, arrived at Sarah and Zach. Because his name is Z-A-C-H. And so forever, I just always think of that. And you guys were just so wonderful and such free spirits. And it doesn't surprise me that you both ended up living in the woods like that, mm-hmm. because that's just who you guys are. Yeah. And we had so many fun memories together. It was just so fun.
Yeah, that's definitely my favorite. That month, just everything that month encompassed, I think.
There's a lot of magic before a project's released where everyone's creating and the excitement is so big, but you're not sure where it's going to land and what it's going to do. And I think living in that for a full month together, you're right. It will always be one of my top memories, always. And what a way to grow up. What a way to grow up and live and learn, because there we learned so much through that process. And I always just think of, you know, there's just so much. I think my favorite scene of Aunt Jenna's is the quintessential one where you just pull your hair down in the very beginning of the pilot. And I know everyone talks about that. Julia Plec talks about that, how that magic moment is when they knew you were that role. And yeah, there's just a lot, so much to it. So I know you're always working and creating. Are you working and creating something right now? Are you writing something right now? Or what are you doing currently?
I have a short film that I really want to make, really, really want to make. It's been so great directing at my film school that I went to, because it's pretty hardcore. We'll do like a 35-page shoot in 4 days on one location. So it's a great, I really try to make it feel like the spirit of an independent film set. And I try to be informative for the students and I try to make it really fun. And it's really educational for me too, you know? So I really want to take some of those skills that I've been like refining each time I do it and make a film that I've written that's very dear to me. And I've been putting together a team to do it. And I just, it's like just taking the plunge and doing it is also something that I'm still learning at this point in my life of just going, okay, you've been on film sets now for 16 years or whatever it is. You have a story that you've, you know, really been trying to refine what you're wanting to say with it and just biting the bullet and doing it. That's really what I want to do next. Yeah. So, but yeah, also just like you were talking about the morning rituals and stuff. I, when I'm between jobs, really try to be structured with my time. And I find that, especially in the gray of Canadian winter, I find that really makes a huge difference. I try to give myself like, and I don't have kids, you know, like I can be really like sort of bohemian with my time right now. Which is fortunate in its own way, I suppose. But I really try to give myself structure, and that it does help. It does help because, yeah, it's like that in between vastness, you know.
Right. Yeah. But you will always find ways to create, and so when the next job comes, you are already in that creative artistic space, and I can't wait to see what you do next. I always love watching you. I truly do, and I love talking to you. I'm sure, I mean, this is conversation. I needed this so badly and I didn't even know I needed it. And that's always what happens.
And it's so funny because I want to ask you 1,000 questions back and I'm going, okay, but now we need to talk about your favorite memory. And now we need to talk about what you're doing next. And I want to know like all the guests that you have lined up for this amazing podcast. And it's like, I know that, you know, I can also just annoyingly call you or text you and say, answer all of them.
No, I love it so much. Yeah. I mean, my favorite memory is by far the people. Absolutely. Just the people in general and the wild ride of it all, you know, just being on set and never knowing what was going to happen next or where we were going to go next. And I was at a time in my life where I was going through a really bad breakup. Then I met you guys. It was something I needed so badly. And I think I was actually, in hindsight, battling depression at that point, just could not believe, same feeling that you said you had in Newfoundland. Like, is this real? Is this actually happening? Is this my life? This is my everyday, and being so grateful for it and grateful for the whole experience too, looking back, just being so humbled by it. And yeah, I don't know if I've belly laughed so much before in my life. Like, there's so many photos I have of my head actually fully and completely
thrown back
and my giant teeth out. And just laughing and feeling so free. And we did so many lake days and like so many things that I just hadn't done in my life.
Yeah.
So it was really fun. Feeling so grateful and truly, honestly, so grateful that you joined me today for this conversation, because it has been so lovely and you're just one of my favorite humans, truly. So I love you. Thank you.
And you're one of mine. Thank you. I love you too. Thank you so much.
I could talk to her for another hour or two. Absolutely. I mean, I'm sure you guys could listen for another hour or two. She is just such an incredible human. Huge thank you to Sarah for coming on and sharing all of her stories and her wisdom and her rituals in life. I definitely am going to try some of the things she mentioned. I don't know how good I am going to be at mixing tea, but I'm going to go for it and try it and we'll see. I'll probably have to call her for some recipes, but we hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as we did. We have another great one coming for you next week. Until then, take care.
Directionally Challenged is a production of Pineapple Productions.
Produced by Melissa D. Montz.
Edited by Diane King.
Post-production sound by Chris Henry. Music by Joe King.
And advertising partnership with Acast.